Matt Gilbert has written The Serious Stuff. The 2005 graduate of the University of Alaska in English Literature just published The Gwich'in Climate Report, a compilation of his interviews with Athabascan community members, hunters, and trappers on regional adaptation to climate change. An earlier book, Sitting at Their Feet, is a memoir of his coming of age during a time of cultural transition. It was published in 2021 by the Epicenter Press. Listening to elders is something we should all spend more time doing, but for Gilbert, even growing up in Arctic Village, there was something else.
I was a big, 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 huge sci-fi nerd. Totally Star Wars fan all the way, Star Trek fan all the way, Lord of the Rings fan, Willow fan. And I love these movies, but I always wondered, like, what about us? Don't we have any stories, us Native people, Native Americans, you know?
Star Trek is still celebrated for bringing racial and ethnic diversity to space. For Gilbert, it wasn't necessarily about the racial makeup of the actors, but their worldviews. He was raised in a culture of storytelling that just wasn't making its way into contemporary science fiction of any kind.
As a kid, I was really disappointed, you know? Really disappointed. The little kid in front of the TV and reading books too. I was a bookworm early on. And I'm like, where's our stories, you know? Where's the modern Native stories, you know, with sci-fi, with fantasy, with anything? And I waited. When I was 15 years old, I was in high school, and I got tired of waiting. I was like, okay, if no Native person's gonna, no Native writer's gonna write the stories I want to hear, I'll write. And that's what I did.
He did, but not as Matthew Gilbert. You can find his first trilogy under the name Wolf Golan. Wolf for his first dog, and Golan, a tribute to his grandmother's family name. The series is called Chandira, and Gilbert began writing it in high school. It's set 300 years in the future, and its protagonist is Maxwell Wilkes, a Gwich'in Athabascan. For the novels to work, Gilbert had to project not only the future of civilization as a whole, but the future of his culture. He was pleased to learn that many of his peers believe that people will still identify as Gwich'in 3 centuries from now.
When I was writing it, I spoke to Native American people, even young people, like 20-year-olds, right? And I said, in 300 years, what do you think would be, how do you think we'd be? And they'd be like, oh, we'd be heavily westernized, or old culture would be long. I mean, they're still trying to be Gwich'in, but it's been so long since they were connected to the real, you know, culture, like 300 years ago, 400 years ago.
Gilbert says he's been criticized for creating a character who tips too far into Western standards of heroism, but he argues that the differences are subtle. In the first book of the Chandira series, for example, Max Wilkes rides into battle quietly, in contrast to Luke Skywalker and Han Solo and other Western guys yelling stuff. In another nod that is probably equal parts cultural and autobiographical, Gilbert's hero sleeps late. Since Gilbert first started creating the world of the Chandira trilogy as a high school student, he's pleased that Native American science fiction is seeing a renaissance through the works of authors like Rebecca Roanhorse and scholars like Grace Dillon, a professor at Portland State University whom he considers a mentor. And there are new characters, too, who are pushing the Native American worldview into space. A favorite of Gilbert's is Kamina Drummer, a pivotal figure in the huge sci-fi hit The Expanse. Gilbert self-published the Chandira series, but he's hoping a publisher might take the trilogy to the next level, into the world of trade fiction. In the meantime, to pay the bills, he and a colleague run a management company, and he works occasionally in construction. He vividly remembers finishing his English literature degree and looking around the university at friends studying to become engineers and other professionals. 18 years on, he's still content with his choice to pursue writing.
But if I could go back and do it all over again, I don't think I would change anything. I like being a writer. I like telling stories. However, I do actually want to do different things from this time onward.
Gilbert is hoping to expand his creative range and possibly move into music. Whatever is ahead, it's unlikely to be a normal job. I tried to get a normal job and be normal, he said. Writing just wouldn't leave me alone. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.